This is the 13th of June 1995 and I'm Valentina Bold. I'm about to interview Norman Wilde of Bolton about his memories of going to the cinema in the 1930s for the second time.
Oh, switch it off, yeah.
Right, we're just getting it ready.
Cowboys,
yeah, like cowboy films, you know. I've got
two of my films. If you want that, that's it. How did you do on Turner?
Very well, yes.
Did it?
Yeah, it did.
You can hear it, can you?
Yeah, very well.
What would you feel this time if you like? Don't make fun of it, always a good western, don't you? So, it was always a good win in westerns, you know. Are you recording now?
Yes, I've just put it on. Yep. It should be okay.
Top dollar, would you say?
Yep.
Lauren Hardy, Charlie Chaplin, Lee Stooges, Marx Brothers. I used to always get a good laugh out of these people. You know, did you? They were all good clean fun, you know. There were no...
Harold Lloyd.
Sorry?
Harold Lloyd.
I didn't see much of him.
Did you not?
No, didn't see much of Harold Lloyd. Tom Tyler, like Tom Mix, he was in good westerns, you know.
What made someone like Tom What made someone like Tom Tyler or Mix? What made them particularly good, do you think?
They weren't a lot about really, were they? Cowboys.
No, not really. No.
You know.
They were like the first that brought the cowboys in.
Up along Catherine, but William Boyd, he was another.
Yeah.
There were three or four good western people, you know. And so they used to be the cinema every Saturday when we used to go. Like, different pictures, you know. But you get more or less these every week.
It was cowboys and Indians, you know.
So they were the ones that were the most popular?
At the time, yes.
I see.
Where's Carlo?
No, we're on to cowboys for starters.
Sorry?
We're on to cowboys for starters.
Well, what?
Cowboys.
Oh, yeah. Well, you always, all the kids used to be teasing, you know, when they were chasing after Indians and stuff like that.
They were actually in it, if you know what I mean. Did all, is that they're going... Come on, he's after you.
That's interesting, actually. So did you feel as if you were part of the film?
Oh, yeah, definitely, you know. Part of the old show, you know. A lot of kids used to join in, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. Ooh, and the goddess were coming along. Up along Cassidy. They were the Roy Rogers and Trigger.
And Silver, you know, it's the daughter Silver. Do you remember Roy Rogers?
No! Roy Rogers and Trigger.
Trigger, what was Silver? Cassidy. Up along Cassidy.
No. Oh. The one with the mask on.
Oh, the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger.
Oh, yeah, Lone Ranger.
With Tonto. The Indian.
So, can I ask as well, you were talking about going with all the other children.
Talking about?
Going with your friends.
Yeah.
Was that part of the attraction of it?
Oh yeah, we always used to go to crowd, like, you know.
Oh, crowd, yeah.
about four or five of us, Saturday afternoon, you know, up to the mountains. And
if it broke down, we used to... Everybody stamped their feet, didn't they?
Mountains and Walter Bailey, Jack Hilton, Walter Atkinson. A big crowd of lads, you know. But we made it like our afternoon out Saturday, you know. And sometimes I went at night with my dad to Royal, same cinema.
Was it different going with your friends or going with your dad? Was it a different sort of...
It weren't the same atmosphere, really, you know.
Couldn't let yourself go with your dad. You couldn't let yourself go with your dad.
You could have a bit more fun with lads, you know.
Everybody were whooping, you know, but you couldn't do it if you had a parent with you, you know.
Had to behave yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I ask, did you do other things with the boys you went to the cinema with?
Right.
Did you do other things together with your friends that you went
to? Yeah, you got back. When we were a bit older, we used to go bowling and stuff like that. Then we used to play football on Queen's Park and doing acrobats. All kinds of things, you know. Queen's Park.
They had horizontal bars, didn't they? And those rings.
Did what?
Horizontal bars in Queen's Park.
Oh, yeah. Ah, and...
And the rings, you know, they...
I know what you mean, the things that hang down and you sort of pull yourself up.
Yeah, we were always together.
Gymnastic rings.
And then when I was a bit older, I used to go with Bill Brockbank.
That's right.
And another lad.
Yeah.
Two or three times we used to go bowling, back in summer. I know it's an old man's game, but we used to enjoy it.
No, it's a...
Well, it wasn't then. It wasn't then. I mean, anybody could play it then.
Yeah, well, being all part, there's two greens.
Yeah.
They had what they call a big green and a little green, but lads, you know. So I went there and... we were always together, all lads, you know. So I don't think... We're girlfriends and everything like that, you know. We just didn't bother with girlfriends.
Oh. And I was a tomboy.
Did you stop going to the pictures when you were a bit older so much?
Did I stop going?
Did you stop going so much when you were age?
You didn't stop going to the pictures. You used to go quite a bit, didn't you?
Oh, I used to go a bit. Oh, yeah. Quite often. Especially, you see, this subtitle film here, I love me, you see, in the army. And when there was subtitle film on, I could tell what it was about. I couldn't hear it.
Couldn't hear it, so I could watch it.
I couldn't hear the dialogue.
Didn't you go about three times a week?
Oh, no, about twice.
Twice a week?
About twice. Ah, did you enjoy all the entertainment? Enjoyed dancing. I used to go with lads dancing. And half time I used to go to the pub. They used to stop at the pub and I used to come back to the palace dancing.
Roller skating?
Oh, roller skating, oh yeah. I used to do roller skating and in our street I was always doing acrobats, like, you know, standing on my hands and doing cartwheels and stuff like that. I can still do it.
Yeah. I'm saying that's why you're so slim today.
I'm not past it yet, you know.
No, sure.
What put you off with these pictures? Well, we didn't make it a point to see women's pictures, you know. They were more like dancing pictures then, and we didn't like them, you know, so...
Why? Why didn't...
Sorry?
Why didn't you like dancing pictures?
Oh, I didn't like it. I don't know. Can't tell you why.
What's it put you off?
He didn't like Fred Astaire at all.
I only remember...
Why did you not like them?
I don't know. It just didn't appeal to me at all, you know.
Was it the same with your friends? Did they not like them
much? Oh, no. The dancing pictures?
Yeah.
No. Very good dancing pictures.
I'm wondering if it's something that... You know, maybe wasn't thought the sort of thing that boys should go to. Was it a sort of feeling or
so. No.
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 Well.
She's saying she thought it might have been something that boys didn't go to, but some went, didn't they? Some lads used to like them.
Aye.
Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers.
Aye.
Mm.
But we never went.
Just not you.
They were more for...
What, did you like any of the women's stars in particular? There's only one I remember, really. That's the one with Crosby and Bob Hope. And these,
Dorothy L'Amour.
That's it.
She was the Road Pictures.
And you wrote to Zanzibar, stuff like that.
The Road Pictures.
The Road. So, I only remember really. I couldn't tell you many names of women stars.
Oh.
Really. Could you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
I
know the men
as well. Them.
Actually, I'm... And the men as well.
Huh?
And the men as well. I knew the men as well.
Men as well.
Yeah.
I brought along, which I thought you might both be interested in seeing, a couple of film books from the 30s. Actually, I had them with me the other day as well, but we didn't have a chance. I'm going to say these are... I brought two so I can let you both have a look at one.
Oh, my sister had that one. Greta Garbo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Greta.
I think they mainly are the women's films that are in these, so I don't know.
Film,
yeah,
right?
Mainly. I don't know if any of your favourite stars will be in there.
Clark Gable.
It's just tough, I didn't see.
Yeah.
I didn't leave it right,
yeah.
I didn't think, you know.
Did you like the adventure films? Last time I was here, we talked a bit about...
Adventure?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I liked adventure pictures, yeah. Well, I saw one or two of this girl's pictures.
Oh, Sonia Heaney.
Skating.
Yeah.
Sonia Heaney.
Yeah. Did you like that sort... Did you like the skating films, then?
Sorry?
Did you like that sort of film with a bit of skating?
Yeah.
And...
Remember
that. Paul Robeson I used to like.
Paul Robeson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to, Sanders of the River, I used to see his pictures. If they were
Paul
if was in a picture.
They were very good then.
Yeah. I used to like it.
Yeah.
Mm. What was it you liked about him?
His singing. And his, they were jungle pictures, you know, I like jungle pictures.
Right.
So
was it the adventure side,
yeah,
of it as
adventure.
Well you like? Yeah.
Oh, we can't record this. Betty Davis. Dolores Del Rio. Oh, she was good looking.
I bet the biggest part of these are dead and buried now, aren't they?
I'm sure.
She
yeah.
was Tarzan's first mate.
Maureen O'Sullivan. Because we talked a bit about the Tarzan
yeah.
films. You were saying that you enjoyed the Tarzan.
Yeah.
The Tarzan films. With Tarzan.
The Tarzan films.
Oh yeah, I like
know.
Tarzan. Beach Bullet, yeah.
Yeah.
Beach Bullet, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like them.
Did you feel that you...
You were part of it.
You were part of it.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
You thought
yeah.
about going...
Oh.
I think she's still living, isn't she? She's in camp.
Oh, yes, yes.
She's still
yeah.
alive.
She's about 66, I think.
Did you like her pictures?
I saw her in a few pictures,
yeah.
surely, yeah. I thought she was older than that, but she was born in 1929.
Yeah.
Did you look at her?
Exactly.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thought she was older.
65, 66. I saw him yesterday in Gaslight. Charles
Boyer.
With Ingrid Bergman.
Have you always had these books?
Well, I got them in Glasgow quite recently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's Harold Lloyd.
He had an old picture too, isn't it?
That's Harold Lloyd. He
yeah.
always wore glasses. You never saw him without glasses. Very, very rare he ever took them off. He was very good in, comedies.
Mm.
like slapstick comedy, you know.
I remember a lot of these people, like him.
Yeah.
W.C. Fields. I saw him in a few pictures then, W.C. Fields.
Did you?
Toffee.
Mm-hmm.
Even in this, the road pictures, with Dice of the Mother.
Did you like W.C. Fields? Did you think he was good as an actor?
Yeah, we used to see him.
He was
yeah.
a very good actor. He was a very good actor. But he never liked to work with children.
I mean, there's some I don't remember. You all called John Mungie.
Yes.
Do you remember?
Yes. I always used to get him mixed up with John Logan.
Artie Powell. Who's that?
Who?
Artie Powell.
No, no.
David Burns.
Yes.
I don't remember any of them.
Oh, I remember John Lodge. I used to get him mixed up. I think John Lodge was with Gracie Fields in the film that Doris were in. With the crunchy, won't you? Moon Hopkins. Yeah, Lee Tracy. Pat O'Brien. James Cagney. Jack Holt.
See, this time... I didn't like that type. I wouldn't keep
the sort of Jezebel.
What's called Jezebel or something?
Yeah, that was Betty Davis.
Mm.
Oh, Elizabeth Bergman.
Would you just not go to pictures like that?
Sorry?
Did you just not bother going to pictures
no.
like that?
We didn't see that.
Yeah.
I think, did you really? I think me would.
Oh, yeah. I really liked any kind of picture that I could be involved in, you know. Sometimes
I used to like Gary Cooper pictures. In fact, the one he made called I Knew, I've seen that about 4 or 5 times.
That was with Grace Kelly. Yeah.
Gary Cooper and today's pictures is Clint Eastwood. I like him.
Yeah.
And I used to like James Stewart. Winchester 76. He may well call that Winchester 76. Bill Lancaster I like. And Robert Mitchum. Then 5, I like him still.
It's interesting because there are sort of similarities between these. They're all these strong types. Was that what you liked in a... What did you like in a film star? Were there particular...
I like the personality of them, really, you know. And the films, of course, you know.
Yeah.
They were like The Birdman of Alcatraz.
That was
that Robert...
Lancaster.
And I remember a lad called Hardy Murphy in pictures. He was in westerns as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was a bit later on from my school days.
Three or four were the first ones to bring the cowboys in. Those first three. They were the very first.
Yeah.
Because the films used to be very rapid. You know, they'd all be... I'll be rushing about, you know, not a quiet gallop.
Yeah. Yeah.
They'd sort of be going at double pace, you know.
Yeah.
But those three or four were the start of the proper cowboys.
I mean, it's interesting that you like these kind of films. Did you ever... Do you think that they influenced how you behaved as a young man?
What
I'm wondering if characters like the Burt Lancaster characters influenced the way you acted yourself. Do you think you...
Not really, did you?
Well, you didn't feel like that you were doing a Burt Lancaster, did you?
Sorry?
You didn't feel that you were ever doing a Burt Lancaster.
I used to enjoy the movies and the lads that were in them. You know what I mean?
That's interesting, you were saying that you used to... Do a Betty Davis?
Oh yes, I was Betty Davis.
Have you ever done it?
Both my eyes out.
No. Did you not mean to see that side of it?
Very much so,
this side of it. Splicing and stone cutting.
Were you interested in the technical side?
Eh?
Were you interested in the technical side of pictures as a young man?
Yeah. Were you interested in the technical issues of it?
Oh yeah, always.
Yeah.
At the back.
You liked to see how they worked, you know,
and
how
they were made. And I would even today, if I see a mistake in a film, I'd tell it,
wouldn't he? Tells me. Did you watch that picture? I said, no, I didn't know why. He said, well, he made a mistake and there was such a thing. And that wasn't there in that time. They'd got maybe a prop in the wrong year, you know.
He finished up, but it was a bad year.
Ray
Milland.
Oh, I cried when I
said. Hey.
Oh, he was good.
You wouldn't think he could ball that hard. He liked that table, wouldn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, well. Oh, it was heart-rending that when I saw him. He was the... Can you remember Love Story?
Yes.
Well, he was the father of the boy in that. Bags under his eyes. After seeing him with Marlene Dietrich in Golden Earrings...
So
I was gone, me. I was in it. I was in the back of the thing with the gypsies, you know, going along with them. But yeah, what was saying? Sorry.
No, it's interesting. I was wondering if it was a bit of a disappointment sometimes to see the stars in later years.
Oh, I cried when I saw him. I said, oh. Now, George Raft was always termed as a gangster. But he was a very good dancer. He could rumba and with anybody. Very suave.
Mm. I think we mentioned George Raft the last time he was here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a very good dancer. Oh, yes, it is rumba. But later on, he became more of a...
Kitty Field, she was born just a few miles from here, Rochdale.
Did you like Gracie Fields?
Sorry?
Did you like...
She made a couple of Lancashire, didn't
Did you
she?
Like Gracie Fields?
Well, I liked the locations.
You liked the connections,
She did do a thing in Bolton, didn't she, Vera?
Yes.
And then she had like locations like Blackpool and places like that. All places we do, you know what I mean?
So the locations were more of interest than the stories? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Part of it, you know.
Oh, Louise Ray. Oh.
There's a bookplate in Preston that do all these books. You can, if you're searching for a book, you can write and they'll trace it for you and get hold of it and sell it to you.
And charge you for it. Did you actually buy these?
Yes.
You did?
Well, the project did.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Madeleine Carroll. He was a good looking girl. Mm. Robertson Hare.
Someone was telling me about Robertson Hare. Did he not have a catchphrase?
Who?
Robertson Hare.
Oh, Calamity. Calamity. Charlie Chaplin.
Vera.
Do you know who that is?
That's Charlie Chaplin, that.
Not in his hat.
Charlie Chaplin has his old pictures here.
I know, I've got it in here as well. What have you got in there? I've forgotten, I've missed it again. I've looked at it all. I've tried to find that film that he was in. Lost it again. Oh, it didn't. It was in one of these. Oh, very funny. I've written those down in my book. Warner Oland in the Charlie Chan films. He was terrible.
Oliver Hardy was 20 stone. Over 20 stone.
About the Laurel and Hardy, were there things in the Laurel and Hardy films that really made you laugh, did you?
The things. What were the things in the Laurel and Hardy series that made you laugh?
A good couple. They were like these today. I don't mind these today up here. When you get them looking in first. But these two, I had a good laugh at these two. You know, you could... they were a stooge, weren't they? Laurel. They were... and Charlie Chaplin as well. I used to like these. But these today... it's not a platinum.
A simple thing.
That died.
Markham and Wise. They were comedians, Norman. They were comedians.
Yeah.
These were comedy actors. It was a different thing altogether.
Yeah. But there's not a fact on these. As they were, you know.
I once remember seeing Laurel and Hardy in one of them. They were building. They were like on a building site, and they were building this house, like. And they put the window frame in. The glass wasn't in. And the little one says, like, and he lifted the window up, but there were no plastic. He said, "What did you want, Stanley?" There's no glass in. They haven't put the glass in.
That's borrowed, isn't it?
Ah, yes.
Under the delivery, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a very good film, that.
Who's the woman in it?
I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Is it May McKinney?
No.
Never heard of her.
No, no. I think those were sort of...
Have you heard of her?
I haven't, no.
No, they were stars that didn't quite make it.
Yeah.
You know, like... There's a lot in, but they didn't quite make it as a star, as I would say, you know.
Yeah.
That you could say, oh yes, Paul Robeson and Laurel and Hardy. You know, they didn't, these were like what I call second rate, that didn't just pull up, you know.
Yeah. Well, what was that film, Sanders of the River?
Sanders of the River.
What was that about, Sanders of the River?
Sorry?
What was that Paul Robeson film about, Sanders of the River?
It's about that, huh?
What was Sanders of the River about?
Just a jungle picture, really.
No, it wasn't.
Kind of King of the Jungle, really, you know.
No, it wasn't. No.
If they're a jungle picture, I used to like them. You know, I used to like jungle pictures. What?
Sanders of the River was a British... governor over the colonies. Sanders was the governor over the islands.
I would just say Sanders of the River.
It was Sanders. He was Sanders.
Well, we're telling you that.
No.
No, it was not.
I said it wasn't a jungle picture.
It was.
No, it wasn't.
Zambezi River, so far.
Yes, but that was, if you remember... Paul Robeson worked on the quayside where the boats were.
Ah, I know he was in it.
But he was actually a chief.
I see.
And Sanders of the River, he was like the governor.
Right.
And he made him that he got his rightful position. He was the chief. No, it wasn't a jungle picture as such.
No. But it had, did it have quite a lot of adventure in it?
Oh, yes. It? Yeah.
Yeah. Cary Grant.
He was gorgeous. He was in some very good films. And he was what I call natural, as though he wasn't actually learning lines. It was as though it was an everyday thing with him, you know. Some you could tell it was sort of a forced acting part, but with him he was always, and he was funny. He could do funny things when they weren't expected, you know, and he put the other stars at ease.
I mean, I see you've come back to Bing Crosby, yeah.
Yeah.
He looks like he's a good father too, really.
Oh yeah, four boys.
Ah.
Yeah.
Do you think that side of him... Did that side of him come out in his pictures? Do you think... Did he come over as a family man, or...?
He did, really, yeah.
And yet he wasn't.
Sorry?
And yet he wasn't.
He wasn't?
No.
Well, it looks like he is.
Oh, he wasn't.
Yeah, why not?
He wasn't. Because his wife was always left with the four boys.
Ah. And did he leave her?
No, she died.
Oh, did she?
Mm. See, what about Douglas Fairbanks?
Fairbanks, right.
Oh, yes. Washbuckler he was. Like the pirate type, you know.
Yeah.
Saving the lady, you know. Now, he was very good. And he was the image of his father.
Yeah.
The Douglas Fairbanks Jr. Oh, he was a model of his father. I saw him on television the other night. He's about 84 or 5. But you can still see
it. He was in a few pictures too. Alan Hale.
Was in a few of the Robin Hood ones, Alan Hill.
Well, then his son came in pictures.
Yes, Alan Hill Jr. And he was a spin-off of his father.
Did you like historical adventures that?
Not
the
really,
Crusades?
Not really.
Not so much.
I did.
I was keen on historical pictures.
Oh, I was.
Were you?
Yes. I liked anything. I mean, it's like music. I really like any kind of music except this.
He really matches as well. Leo Carrillo.
That's right. Yes, I do.
The good Mexican.
He was with Nas Nettie, Jeanette MacDonald in a film.
What?
He was in with Jeanette MacDonald and Nas Nettie.
Yeah.
Leo Carrillo.
Because we talked a bit about the gangster films as well. When I was here before.
Which film?
The gangster films.
Gangster?
Yeah.
The gangsters.
Well, Eric D. Robinson.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's T-Dan. Yeah.
What appealed to you about... What was it you liked about the gangster movies?
Just the adventure of it, I suppose.
They were fast, you know, and there was a lot of action. A lot of action going.
Yeah. And I liked Edward King Robinson.
What was it about him?
He used to have a cigar, didn't he?
Well, he looked a typical gangster.
He looked like a gangster. He looked the part, didn't he?
You know. You couldn't have put him as a Romeo at all. You know, he was a gangster.
I got that, yeah. I think we had that with me the last time.
That's
it.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Maybe I didn't have it. Remember.
He was a very good actor.
Minus a cigar.
Yeah.
a 12-inch cigar.
Yeah.
Always had a big cigar.
Yeah.
But he wasn't, you know, he was a typical gangster. You'd look at him and say, oh, he looks a thug, you know.
Because he's not what you would call...
Handsome. He's not handsome. No. You couldn't put him as a ladies man.
Yeah. Though he's not bad in this photograph. He's
only younger.
Yeah.
But as he got older, he went more jowly.
Yeah.
But he was a marvellous actor. Marvellous actor. He could play an executive as well, you know, if he wanted things doing. I want it doing now.
So he was always in charge.
Yeah, he was always in, you know, on the top, top role.
Maybe that would have been 90 now.
Oh!
90 was in the party with boy.
Hollywood, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was he someone that you liked?
Sorry?
Was Ray Milland one of your favourite stars, or?
He was in pictures a lot then, but I didn't see him a lot, you know. No.
No, he was a bit of a ladies.
He made different pictures to Etty, didn't he?
Yes.
Like them that you like.
Yes. Golden Earrings. That was a lovely film, though. Beautiful film.
What about Robert Montgomery?
Robert Montgomery?
Yeah, he was very good. I remember him.
No.
He must have been in your kind of
film. I've never seen him.
No, he was in my kind of film. He always seemed to be the... he never seemed to sort of make it right to the pinnacle. He was a set rate.
Yeah, he used to work in films with like Peter Garbo and Norma Shearer, Joan Crawford. We didn't go and see them, you know. We never went to see them.
The Barretts of Wimpole Street, yes. Yeah.
Fred McMurray, seen him a few times.
Yeah, he was good. He used to be with Claudette Colbert quite a bit.
He's 87 now. Is he still living?
I think he is.
Fred McMurray. And he was born in Overston. We were up there, Lancaster, a fortnight ago, up the Lake District. That's Stanley Laurel.
Do they have a museum to him? Is that right? Is there a museum about him there?
Museum?
Yeah, someone was saying.
Where?
In Overston.
I've no idea.
Yeah.
Oh,
someone was telling me there was a museum to
him. They just went up there by mistake. Went to take up the M6.
Yeah.
Instead of turning it off for the course.
Yeah.
You know, we finished up in Lancaster. Which is quite close to the Polish. They're good books, these, aren't they?
They are. Doris gave me one, but she'd cut endless pictures out and torn all the backs off. I said, look at it.
This is your friend, isn't it?
Who?
Nelson Eddy.
Cut it out for Doris at once. He's not very old there, either.
I think that one's about 1932, something like that.
I don't think I've ever seen him in pictures. Oh, I've not, no.
Appeared in a society show.
He always made beautiful, you say.
The Marriage Times. I must remember that. Later became a star in, she knew that, Philadelphia Civic Opera Company. Oh, I didn't know he'd been in a society show, The Marriage Times. He was got fired for neglecting his work in favour of music. Oh. Well, that was when he was a reporter. He got sacked.
Gary Cooper, have I mentioned him?
Yes.
Have I mentioned him before? Yeah, I like Gary Cooper.
Yeah. What was it about Gary Cooper?
Sorry?
What was it about Gary Cooper?
I like his pictures.
One of your favourites.
And I like him as a person.
Yeah, I liked him as well.
So was it the personality? Was it his personality you liked?
Sorry?
Was it his personality
you liked? Oh, yeah.
He liked his... Oh, yes. He had a lovely...
I mean, some of these people today, they've trashed him, you know. I mean, in this picture, like, what you get on there today, you know, look.
Yeah.
They're not like the old...
It's like Doris says, romance is gone.
And today it's all violence in it, on there. All, not a lot of adventure. It's all explosion and stuff like that. Car crashes.
Do you think the stories were better in this sort of film?
Then?
Do you think they were better stories?
When?
In the 30s films?
Yeah.
I mean, they used to have a beginning, a middle, and an end.
It's who can kill most of it, isn't it? You know what I mean?
Yes, they are. I know what you mean,
I know that better though. They were. We used to enjoy them. Probably you wouldn't, you know, but we did.
I don't know.
Oh, she liked Maytime. She liked Maytime.
I did,
that
was great.
Yeah, it was lovely.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
And I've got a copy of it to see when I get home as well. And I've got that copy of it to see when I go home as well. Yeah,
it's long.
Yeah. I think I'll have to invite one of my friends round to watch it. I don't think my husband would like it so much.
Oh, I don't think he
it's
would.
It's not really a man's not his picture.
Thing. No, it's not. No. This is what he says, you know, yeah. It's not a man's picture. I like the westerns as well.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it wasn't just all ladies' films. That I like. I used to like being frightened. You know, I used to go and watch Frankenstein, and my friend used to be, tell me when he's gone off. Tell me when he's gone off.
Yeah. Yeah. That's very bad, eh?
You should tell me.
No.
Oh.
No.
He don't really like it.
No, it's Roland Young.
Who?
Roland Young.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought it was Bernard Miles when it was a young
Bernard father. Miles is well behind that.
He's what?
Well behind that. Bernard Miles.
Dead?
No, he's way behind that time.
Way... Oh, he's dead, do you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
That's a strange photo, isn't it? It's a strange photo of Roland Young there. He's a bit like Bela Lugosi or something.
Oh, I liked him. Mm-hmm. Roland Young. He's very good.
Did you like this sort of picture? That sort of picture, like this one, The Man Who Could Work Miracles?
I've seen it, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Did you like it? Did you like them kind of films?
Not really, no.
Was it Claude Rains? Yeah, I'm not bad at the films I've seen.
I don't think so.
No, it was very good, that.
What about this one, The Ghost Goes West?
Oh, that was very good. Oh, that was
Oh, I love fabulous. It, yes. Robert Schneider. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, calamity.
What was it about Robertson Hare that you liked?
It was a bit of a comic, you know. It weren't outstanding, really. It was a comic. Aye.
See what I mean? Just... It was very good, though. It was always, like, sort of making mistakes. And,
Richard Dix used to be in westerns. Richard Dix.
Yeah.
Have I not mentioned him before?
No.
Huh?
You may have.
Yeah, I used to be a cowboy.
So did he change, did the sort of pictures he made change then? Because obviously he's not a cowboy there. Did he?
Oh yes, he was in other films. Yes, he was in other films. Yeah.
What about the cartoons?
And?
Did you like the cartoons?
Oh, I did. Looney Tunes.
There weren't a lot about we saw.
There was!
That was me, went though.
Donald Duck!
Oh, well, they're only on 2 minutes, yeah.
And Looney Tunes?
Who?
Looney Tunes?
Well, we didn't see a lot of Royal.
It was the ranch house, wasn't it? They were nearly all cowboys. You know, they used to call it the ranch house.
That's interesting. So that explains why the cowboy films were so popular. Because
they were coming to the ranch house.
Yeah.
It never got its true time.
I mean, I don't remember even seeing any pictures. Mm-hmm. Lee Tracy, did you?
Who?
Lee Tracy. Huh?
No. He was probably
there. I've never seen this fella. It took Charlie Chan off him. There you are.
Oh, is it Warner Orland? Warner Orland? Because the one who took over from him was John Carroll Nash. He took the part of when I think he was ill. I think he died actually.
What was he like as an actor?
Who?
Walter Orland.
Warner Orland.
Warner Orland.
He was very good. Very, very good. He would have made a really good detective normally, I think, with the way he used to detect his criminals, you know. Because he was like a detective in a way, you know. And then he got a young man which he called his number one son. He sort of supposedly had a great big family, you know. He only saw them occasionally, like, with his wife and his children.
I
remember
about it. You?
And the number one...
Lizard and Kessop?
No, huh? No.
I don't remember.
No. They may have been... They may have been pre-13, you know.
Mm.
Unless it's got 30s on, you know, on the... Has it got 30s on the...
Yes, front? It's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, as I say, a lot of them didn't make it as stars, like you could say Clark Gable and Tyrone Power and various stars. These were what I call, like Norman said, B-stars, you know.
Oh, it comes in. She seemed to go nicer.
Huh?
She seemed to go nicer when she got older.
What?
Claudette Colbert seemed to go nicer as she got older.
Ah.
Catherine O'Donovici.
Donovici.
Is he gone bald too? Is his bald and a bad, you know it?
And he's gone proper whizzing.
Ah.
Ah, he was in that cocoon, wasn't he? Yeah.
And look at him there. And when you think about him there. I mean, we all go, don't we? We don't all just stay as we were.
Oh, he's a handsome man.
I wonder how much you get paid for a film, these people. It wouldn't be a lot really then, would it? Not like today, you know.
Old Paul Mooney.
But, there's some, it shows them in there with the houses, inside the houses, have you seen it?
What?
In the, with them inside their own homes.
No, I've seen it. What's that revealing then?
Some nice homes, you know.
Did you talk much about the stars with you? Did you and your friends talk much about the stars?
Did you?
Or the pictures?
Did you ever talk about the film stars?
Not really, no.
No.
Used to go and see them and then gang our way home, you know, singing it to see, don't
they? Or they'd be shooting each other, you know.
Oh,
I'm Tom Mix. Yeah. And I'm also.
What about the... Did you ever talk about the pictures, say, the next day, or...?
Well, after the scene, no. Of course, you're only about going back about 10 or 12 years old, you know. No, we didn't bother.
That's interesting.
Just went to see our picture then.
Oh, we used to do that. When I used to come home, I would Betty Davis, me, when I come home. My dad used to say, oh, look, her eyes have come out on organ stops, because she had big eyes, you know. Put your eyes back, Betty.
It's interesting that, though, because it sounds like, you know, there were differences in how girls behaved around the pictures.
Oh, yeah.
How the boys...
Because the lads used to say, oh, Clark Gable, it's rubbish. You know, rubbish.
We went to Royal Bailey because there was a good cowboy on, you know, every Saturday afternoon. I think it was Tums then, something like that.
Tums. Yeah.
Less than one old piece there.
It used to be Tottenham's at the very...
Less than one new piece, sorry.
Yeah. Tottenham's at the front, and then Threatham's about 4 rows from the back, you know. If you were at the front, you used to end up like this. And when you come to go out, oh.
And then when I came out to the army, I think the best 6-10 in the best circle was about 1-9, weren't they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Top prize, 1-9 for about 9 feet, is it? 9 feet. I think...
Oh, very rare I went in the best seats. Very rare I ever went in the best seats.
What, cheaper?
I always used to go for the ninepins, me.
Oh, yeah.
That was my limit, ninepins. Because it used to be sixpence, ninepins and a shilling.
Yeah.
That was we got older, you know. Mm.
You wouldn't get up front step today for that, would you?
No.
There isn't even a front step to get up now, no. Love. They've all gone.
Mm.
But it kept a lot of the kids, you know, off the streets. I think if they had film, you know, cinemas today, for the children, I think they'd be a lot better because they're bored. That's what's the matter with them. They've nothing to do.
Have you been asking other people questions about
yes,
it?
Yes,
yes. Right, in Bolton?
In Bolton and also in Manchester.
Manchester?
Yeah, and in Glasgow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've been visiting the homes, that kind of thing?
Yes, yeah.
So, when did this research finish?
Well, it's a 2-year project, so it will be running till 96.
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah, 96. So
when did you finish your university?
Well, I finished the university. Finished? Yeah. This is my work.
So you can go back up to Glasgow after?
Yes, yeah. Well, I'm going... When I'm finished, I'm going back to Glasgow on Thursday, and then at the beginning of July, I'm going down to London.
Down where?
To London.
London.
London. Yeah. Where? What part of London?
North London.
Where?
North London. Harrow.
No, Harrow.
Oh, Harrow. Yeah. Middlesex.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll be doing the same thing there.
How long do you stay there?
About a month. Yeah.
Mm. So you get about there?
Yeah.
You've no vehicle, have you not? No car?
No, I don't, no.
Can you drive?
I'm learning to drive just
now. Well, you have to get a little mini or something like that.
Yeah.
Save all this travelling, won't it?
Oh yes, it's keeping a mini on the road as well.
Yeah.
It's easier to get a car than to keep it going.
He doesn't have a car.
No, he doesn't, no.
Can't afford one yet. Yeah. He can't afford one yet.
No, he can drive though.
No. But as I say, I'm learning. And I'm hoping to maybe get a car later in the year, if I can afford it.
This is it.
Yeah.
Can't afford to cough.
I mean, if Billy goes to a friend at West Horton, how long did it take you to get there from here?
About half an hour.
How long?
About half an hour.
Half an hour?
Yeah.
Can you do it in half an hour?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If there's a buzzing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about half an hour. Roughly, isn't it?
About that, yeah.
How long did it take you by train to Manchester? About 20 minutes?
About 20 minutes.
You go to Oxford Road?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It used to be closed at one time, that, and then they reopened it.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I think they refurbished it all, rebuilt it.
Yeah. It looks steady, you know, as if it has been done quite recently.
It used to be a digital station, that.
Yeah. Oh, it was. Terrible.
Really?
Very depressing.
Yeah.
Is Victoria still open?
I think so.
Yeah. It's been Victoria, Piccadilly and Oxford Road. It's still open.
And is your college near your station?
Yes, it's not off? Far.
Is it not so far?
Yeah. Oxford Road's handy for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I meant, you know.
Yeah.
Was it near to? Do you actually stay in the college?
I'm staying there just now, yes. They have a what they call a guest wing from the student halls.
Is it like a shoebox?
It is, yeah. The only difference is I think the carpet's a bit better and
a bit better quality,
nicer
yeah.
curtains, but yeah. it's the basic thing, you know. It's
yeah.
No luxury. That's all they'll pay for me though.
So well,
can't complain.
Oh. Show that little piece out of the paper that you've just shown me. About that boy.
Yeah.
This is what aggravates me now.
This is 35, that's 38.
Ah, that's why. I don't know half of them.
Yeah.
These are the ones I know better from, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Shirley Temple's from about 36. Now, read that. I could wring his damn neck for him.
Teenage Tearaway awarded £5,000 to sue education bosses.
Doesn't ring to me that.
Strange, isn't it?
It's a little sod and that swearing. They don't live so far.
No. 100 convictions.
Yeah.
At 15 years old.
Yeah.
covered or something, and it went down.
It's terrible, yeah.
Didn't he put a girl in the family way?
Sorry?
Didn't he put a girl in the family way?
I don't know.
It's no one there, is it?
I don't know. Well.
That'll be all right. Wouldn't go any further.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know it is.
I'll turn off for a minute if you prefer. Shall I turn it off while we're talking about this?
Yeah. And Charles Laughton was the father. Oh, it was a good film, that, as well.
Don't you tea now?
That'd be lovely, yes.
Yeah, you tea, okay.
I wonder if I could use your bathroom.
Eh? Yeah,
can I use your bathroom?
Yeah. Top of the stairs. Right.
Okay.
She wants to go to the toilet. Conrad Veidt, he was another good one. No, he always took...
Put that over
there. Right. He always took Germans off. That was my thing.
Yes, you were saying, yes.
Those were a lot of the films I've seen.
Right. Goodness me. That's quite some list.
There's only a few, yeah. Oh, and... The Marx Brothers.
Stella Dallas, I'm sure I've seen that, but I can't remember it.
A good film. She was a mill girl, and the boss fell for her. And they got married, but she was a little bit on the common side, you know. Alan Hale was in it. He was the uncle, supposedly to be the uncle in it. And this girl realised that they were common. When she saw her father,
right.
Then she met this boy. But Barbara Stanwyck was Stella Dallas in the one I saw. They'd done it twice. I think the second one was just called Stella, the second one. But at the very end, this girl, the daughter, she stood back for her. But at the very end,
she
was getting married. And her father was giving her away, and she came out of the church. And her mother was looking at her, crying through the railings, you know, because it was her daughter, you know. But she said, "I won't stand in her way." Her father went and he said, "Can I take her?" I think the father was, if I'm not mistaken, was John Bowles, I think. It was John Bowles, but she was like a common mill worker, you know.
Yeah.
And he fell for her, of course. And where are you, Cary Grant? Leslie Howard, he was another one. Oh, he was marvellous in the Scarlet Pimpernel. In all of them. Oh, where have you gone, Cary Grant? Where? Oh, he's here. Wait a minute. Golden Dawn, I must remember that. Golden Dawn, I write that down.
Right.
See, that could be in, possibly be in the thing. Excuse me.
Yeah. I see you've got Lost Horizon there as well.
That was a lovely.
You were saying about Lost Horizon, though, that was about the. Just hang on.
Right.
There you go. Golden. I must find out what that film is. Golden Dawn.
And they got grounded and they found this place and it was called Shangri-La, and it was where these Tibetan monks lived, and the people that lived there never grew old. They were as they were, you know. And of course they went there over these snow-capped mountains and that till they found this gorgeous place. Nobody was ever sick or anything like that. They had no pain or anything. And one or two of them decided, when they'd been there a bit, that they were going to go back. Ronald Coleman was one of them. He said, I'm going back, you know, because... Obviously, there's people, I think he was a writer, and he says, people will want to know where I am. Anyway, he was one that came back, And one of the young men that was with the party fell in love with this girl. I think it was Margot. And she was about 25 in the film. And she said she wanted to go back with him.
Yeah.
But the old man, the monk, that was the ruler of this place, told Ronald Clum, and he said, if she goes beyond that point, that will be it. She will age. But she went with them. And when they got beyond this certain point, she started aging. All, so she was like a little, just a little frame. And of course this lad was shocked, you see. And he, in shock, was staggering away from her. And he fell over this... He fell over the precipice, so he went. And of course, Ronald Coleman came home, and when he'd sorted things out, he went back. And Thomas Mitchell stayed there. He was a drunkard, and he said, well, I've nothing to go back for. I might as well stay here where I'm healthy. And he were coughing and spluttering. And Edward Horton was a professor. He collected like fossils and stones and that. So he stayed there. And then, of course, when Ronald Coleman went back, he caught up with the woman that he'd fallen for. Well, you see, so she wouldn't go old.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't go old because they stayed there. Oh, but it was a wonderful film. Yeah.
Wonderful story, as you described it.
It was really good.
Yeah.
You know, because all the reporters came out as well when he came back and said, well, where have you been? Well, he says, I don't really know where it was. You know, they just got grounded and they didn't know where they were. They were just sort of ambling about, and then they come across this ledge and they all looked over, and this place was like all sunny and, you know, like sort of all sunbeams sort of enlightened it, you know, all round. Oh, it was really lovely. And they all went, oh, what a wonderful place. And it was warm. You see, well, they'd come from snow along these ledges up in the Tibetan mountains. And then they got to this, oh, a lovely place. And there was fountains and exotic flowers. And he said, I can't really tell you, but the place is called Shangri-La.
Yeah.
Got the Brussels up. I don't want you breaking it. You got the Brussels up.
Oh, right.
I don't mean the flesh Brussels.
No.
Sorry, love.
There you are.
That looks like lovely.
There you are.
That looks delicious. It really does.
Mmm. Oh, attack it now. Go on, attack it. Attack it.
It's great.
There's you.
Thanks very much.
Whatever.
Mmm.
Sorry.
This is so foodie.